Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Well, good Saturday morning. It is week 17 of the NFL season, and time for the Fantasy Football Foursome. It's brought to you every single week by the United States Marine Corps, ACC Midwest Transportation, Rough Swings and Sports Bar, and West Central Trophies. All right, let's introduce who is on the show today. Justin, what's up?
Well, it has all come to an end. I lost to Lyle last week in the semis, so he is moving on. Going for his second Lombardi. Congratulations, Lyle. And he'll be facing Jack, who is no doubt not here today because he has devoted his life to finding a way to beating Lyle and winning a Lombardi trophy this season. Because that's how seriously we take this. And I don't think there's anything he can do about it. Good luck to both of you. And I wouldn't listen to what I say, listeners, because I have had a terrible year. This has been one of my, even though I have a chance for third in the Loon League, that's about all I did this year.
Atta babe. Lyle.
Lyle Dickman here. Enjoying the victory, trying not to get overconfident after the big Breece Hall Thursday night outburst. But maybe I should have just kept playing Joe Flacco instead of putting him on the waiver wire, too, and then I'd have an even bigger lead over Jack. But I got a good early lead, but lots of football to be played, and I'm sure I'll botch this thing up here at the end.
Well, I don't know where I came in other than I was in the playoffs in the Loon League, and I felt pretty good about that because I was hit by injuries, and everybody was hit by injuries. Can't use that as an excuse. Anyway, I'm just glad the Lombardi is going to stay in the family. Anyway, for the next hour, we're going to be talking about everything in the world of fantasy football. We want you to win your league or win your toilet bowl or stay out of last place where there might be a punishment or something like that for you. So if you miss any part of today's show, it's 941theloon.com. Click on the Fantasy Football Foursome link. Also, that free 941 The Loon app is available. And if we can help you out in any way, it's the Central Tire and Auto text line, 320-235-9094. Time for the ACC Midwest Transportation Injury Report. All right, I'm going to blaze through these pretty fast. Quarterbacks that are new on the report, Trevor Lawrence has a shoulder injury. Brock Purdy, he should be okay with the shoulder. Kyler Murray has an illness. He should be all right. Tua looks like he's going to be okay, but he's banged up with a thumb and a quad. C.J. Stroud should be in this week, as should Geno Smith. On to running backs. The guys who are new on the report include Isaiah Pacheco, Saquon Barkley, Raheem Mostert, Chuba Hubbard, all mild and should be okay. Chris Rodriguez from Washington. Why does it matter? Well, because everybody's hurt in Washington except Antonio Gibson, and Rodriguez looked pretty good. Nonetheless, season-ending injury, he is out with an ankle. Also on the report, but should be okay, McCaffrey, Kenneth Walker III, Devon Achane, Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor, Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, but they should be in. Ramondre Stevenson, season-ending injury, he is out. Wide receivers who landed on the list this week: DJ Moore, Deebo Samuel on the list with a neck injury, Jordan Addison with an ankle, that's new, Cortland Sutton, Dontavian Wicks, Zay Flowers, Robbie Chosen, Joshua Palmer, Darnell Mooney, JSN, all brand new on the report. The big one being Jalen Waddle. Looks like he is out this week with an ankle. Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Chris Olave, Nico Collins, Noah Brown, all should be in this week. Tight ends, big news, especially here in Minnesota. T.J. Hockenson tears his knee in half, season-ending injury. He is out for the year. Cole Kmet has a knee injury. He should be okay. Trey McBride and Dalton Kincaid both should be in this week. Thursday night football. Lyle, Joe Flacco, I said it off air. I think the Browns are fun to watch. What are you thinking of them yanking this guy off the couch, watching soap operas, turning this Browns team into a contender?
I really can't believe that he's doing this. I kind of feel like maybe the Vikings missed out on an opportunity, to be honest.
Everybody did.
But the Vikings had the situation exactly set up the same way the Browns did. They went through three guys, realized none of the guys they had that were still healthy were going to get the job done, and pulled the plug and made a big move. So kudos to the Browns for like really going all in on a guy that I had really no hope that he was ever going to play serious football again. And I guess it was funny, like last year, one of his biggest moments was having the Jets victory over the Browns. And now he's led the Browns to a victory over the Jets. So it's pretty cool that in just a year's time, he's made a much bigger mark with this Browns team, though, I think, than he had ever had with that Jet team last year.
He just looks so much more like a quarterback than
we're missing the most important aspect of this.
What's that?
The Cleveland fans, they deserve this. Yeah. Does the organization and that ownership? Absolutely not. 100% they don't. That whole Deshaun Watson thing, they deserve everything that has happened to them since then. But the fans don't. They don't deserve it at all. So I'm happy for them. They are loyal. I love the dog pound. Go Joe Flacco. Go Cleveland Browns. That's an underdog you really cheer for, I think.
Reminds me of the old Denny Green days. Hey, let's bring in Warren Moon. Let's bring in Jim McMahon. Let's bring in Randall Cunningham. A quarterback who can play the position. Yeah, there's not much tread left on the tires, but it works. But speaking of front offices making bad moves, Justin, and then paying for him later, it's the Denver Broncos. They're going to be sitting Russ Wilson. They don't want to get him injured because I think they want to cut him or trade him. What a debacle that whole thing has been.
So, yes, they're sitting him because if he gets hurt in the last 2 weeks, they owe him a crazy amount of money. He's got like an injury clause in there, but they still owe him a crazy amount of money, even sitting him over the next 2 years. It's like $80 million, somewhere in that range, guaranteed. So I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they can definitely cut him, and they'll have to find some pennies on the dollar quarterback for the next 2 years because they'll be paying Russell Wilson still a pile of money.
What do you mean they got Jared Stidham?
Just, yeah, it's who will, you know, I'll talk about during daily. Why not? You know?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's one of the biggest con jobs in history, what Sean Payton and Russell Wilson did to the Denver Broncos franchise. All right. We're going to come back and talk daily fantasy for week 17 of the NFL season. It's the Fantasy Football Foursome on the Loon. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. I cannot believe, and I say that every single year, that it's already week 17. And it's still not too late if you want to go get yourself some hardware for your league, or maybe just hardware for yourself. Maybe you think you've got it wrapped up and you just want to show something off on your end that just says, hey, I'm the winner of this league this year. Or get yourself a trophy like we have the Lombardi that is so proudly displayed right here in our Uptown Wilmer Mall's window. Take a peek at that. Go to westcentraltrophies.com and work with local people who are competitive with anybody you see online, except you have the good feeling of working with local business. westcentraltrophies.com, good friends of the Loon. Let's talk daily fantasy for week 17. Quarterbacks. Justin, what's going on?
Well, I said that earlier, I teased it. I am going to play Jared Stidham. I'm going to ride this backup quarterback thing that's been happening all season because he gets the Chargers at home in Denver, and the Chargers defense is terrible. $4,800, I'll throw Stidham in there and see what happens.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Lyle, what do you got?
I don't mind that. I got more of a mid-range call here. I like Matthew Stafford, plain old Matthew Stafford, who's just racking up 20-plus fantasy point games here for the last 5 weeks, and it gets the Giants, who aren't very good right now, really don't have much to play for. So I like Stafford's chances to triple up, and at $6,600, he looks like actually a pretty good price. I think he's about the 10th quarterback off the board.
I'm sticking to the main slate too, and I'm not huge on Stafford only because I think he's priced too high for the points you're probably going to get out of him. He is the safest. Boy, you talk about a cash guy, it's Matthew Stafford. I do like the Stidham call, and here's why I'm staying low end is because I want to figure out how to get either McCaffrey and Kamara or McCaffrey and Kyren Williams or Kyren Williams and Alvin Kamara in my lineup, so I got to go cheap. And if it's not Stidham, it's going to be Easton Stick for me against Denver, $5,100. Should get you at least 3X. He's actually had some pretty good weeks. Last 2 weeks, 16 points, 20 points. I can't believe I'm saying Easton Stick, but I don't mind that. If you got to save some more money, I don't mind Jacoby Brissett. Yeah, I know it's the 49ers, but he's $4,900. And if push really, really comes to shove, it's my man, Tyrod Taylor, against the L.A. Rams at $4,600. How about running backs, Lyle?
I thought you would totally go gambler special, Jaren Hall, $4,500.
I thought about it.
He didn't make the list. But no running backs. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, just because of volume, it looks like Pacheco's going to be out. They've already put McKinnon on IR. $5,300 for Helaire, who's going to get most of the work, it looks like, against the Bengals. So I really like him. And I still like Zeke Elliott, $6,000. He's going to have all the work yet again with Ramondre out for the rest of the season. And when Elliott's been in this role, he has produced.
What do you got, Justin, running backs?
Well, it's funny. I actually have Kyren Williams and Christian McCaffrey in my lineup this week by playing guys like Stidham and Jaylen Warren, who I also have in my lineup as a flex or running back. He is $5,500. He plays Seattle this week, and Najee Harris is banged up. I think there's even a chance he may not play this week. So either way, I still like Jaylen Warren. He's got more pop, $5,500.
Yeah, I had checked off Najee as a play because you can play both of them, and I think the Steelers are still playing for their playoff lives. Najee in at $5,000, but I think Justin's right. He is pretty banged up. Other plays that are less dollars if you have to, but I'm telling you, I think it's a three running back week. I don't mind Josh Jacobs. I think they're going to run him out there against Indianapolis. He's at $6,200. Kenneth Walker is always scary. The thing about Kenneth Walker is he's the old Barry Sanders type. One yard, 0 yards, minus 2 yards, 2 yards, and then all of a sudden 77 yards. But I think that's a good GPP play at $6,100. I also don't mind some James Conner at $5,900. You can run on the Eagles. And, wide receivers then, Justin.
All right, I'll give you a couple value plays. Curtis Samuel, $4,400, playing San Francisco, who's actually not excellent against receivers. They're not terrible. They're 20th against wide receivers, so it's not as bad a matchup as you think. And then I said it last week, and it paid off. I'm going to roll the dice again with Rashid Shaheed for New Orleans. He's still $4,600. Tampa Bay, I mean, of all the matchups for a one-trick pony that Shaheed may be, this is the one, right? That deep ball, the go route. So I like Shaheed as well, $4,600.
Lyle, what do you got?
Shaheed's on my list. For my purposes of the lineup, I like Stafford and Nacua, so he's at $7,900. And then if you're not doing that kind of a stack, I really still like Rashee Rice. He's really come on for the Chiefs. He's at $6,900. This is the most you're going to have to pay to play him, but these last 4 weeks, or 5 weeks, he's really become the number one option, even over Kelsey, I think, in that Kansas City offense.
Sidetrack for a moment. Kansas City. What kind of meltdown is going on in Kansas City, fellas? Mahomes screaming at people. Kelsey bouncing his helmet like a basketball. Pacheco trying to sit on a table and falling through it. I mean, this is a comedy of errors and not what we're used to seeing from Kansas City. Go ahead, either one of you.
Well, they're not winning, so it's not fun anymore. I think Kelsey is, he's still elite, but we're seeing diminishing talent, right? And it's a physical, obviously. That's just science. That's how it works. The emergence of Rice is helping, but he's just starting to emerge, so it's not enough to compensate for that. And this team is just so centered around that. And now when Mahomes scrambles, which he still does, and buys time, which he still does better than anyone in the NFL, he's not finding somebody that all of a sudden isn't covered that he can chuck the ball to, because you don't need to necessarily double cover Travis Kelce for 6 seconds, right? You may need to double cover him initially, and that's enough for somebody else to keep up. But that's kind of what I think's happening. Not their year, It still could be. You never know, right? The playoffs could start, and they could find a whole nother year, but tough year for them. What's crazy is they're probably some of the best defensive play that they've gotten.
Right.
Who on that team has played better than expectation?
Not a single one of them. I would
just say that. Like, that it's hard for a team who has such high standards to go and meet that level again if nobody on that team is playing to that level of expectation. So maybe Rashee Rice. Yeah,
maybe.
That's about it.
Yeah, and side note, the Nickelodeon games, please, NFL, keep those up. That is some of the best TV on planet Earth. Who I have down this week, I'm going running back heavy, and weather is pretty good this week. I don't mind trying a little Zay Flowers. Baltimore, Miami, come on, that's the game of the week. Zay Flowers and his explosiveness, $5,600. Zay Jones, if I have to, Jacksonville against Carolina. Christian Kirk still not on the field. Zay Jones, only $4,000. Love the Curtis Samuel call. Pop Douglas, we talk about him every single week, $4,300. He's the only thing other than Zeke that's going in New England right now. How about some tight ends, Lyle?
Well, if Cole Kmet suits up, he's quietly become like a top five tight end. He's at $4,700. So I really like him. And maybe to save a few bucks, $3,800 for Tucker Kraft, who's, I think, three straight weeks with double-digit fantasy points.
I think Musgrave is practicing, but that doesn't mean anything as we speak. Justin, tight ends.
Well, to fit or have enough money for Tyron Williams and Christian McCaffrey, I'd go with a little Tyler Higbee for the Rams. Cross my fingers for a just random two-touchdown game, which he is capable of doing. $3,300. I have zero money left. I spent every dollar on my lineup this week. Higbee fit right in there.
Well, I'm going to go with the other tight end in Atlanta. Jonnu Smith is at $3,000, and he's still a thing. Clearly, Arthur Smith is still not, I don't know. I know some of these guys are getting some better stats, but they're still throwing the ball to Jonnu, $3,000. I have brought him up every single week. He actually caught a touchdown last week, and Jack made sure I knew about that. Chigakwonko at $3,600. If I have way too much money, I like George Kittle this week against Washington at $5,600. He's really been coming on. Defenses for week 17. Go ahead, Justin.
I'm going to go with the Vikings. $2,700 against Green Bay. The game is at home. And the Vikes are generally good for a turnover. It's a defense that could score a touchdown. Every week you feel like they could get a touchdown. They're capable. So $2,700.
What do you say, Lyle?
I like the Raiders. $3,000 against Indianapolis. Looking like it's still maybe a questionable situation for Pittman if he plays. So especially if he's out, I like the Raiders' chances. Since Pierce has taken over, that defense has been a top 10 unit.
That's my play of the week is the Raiders. If I don't have enough money, it's the Broncos going against my man Easton Stick at $2,900. And I'm not even afraid in GPPs to try a little Patriots against Buffalo. Yeah, it's you don't expect a whole lot, but we know how volatile Buffalo can be. And Patriots are going to be low-owned going up against the Bills in GPP, and they're $2,300. Again, just looking for ways to get those running backs in. We're going to talk United States Marine Corps waiver wire warriors. And again, remind you, if you missed any part of today's show, go to 941theloon.com or grab that free Loon app. We'll be right back. We're back on the Fantasy Football Force, and I want to thank you for being with us all season long and remind you, if there's any way we can help you, please shoot us a text on that Central Tire and Auto text line. It's 320-235-9094. It's the same as the Loon Studio line, except you can now text that line as well. Time for United States Marine Corps waiver wire warriors. Why does it matter? Because there's still a ton of injuries out there, and it does still matter. So talk to me about what's going on with quarterbacks. You need to plug something in this week, Justin.
If it's good enough for daily play, I guess it's, I don't know. I mean, we're talking playoffs. So, you know what? If you're fighting for a toilet bowl, which should be done also, Jared Stidham's available on the waiver wire. He is 92% of leagues still available. Plays the Chargers. Go for it.
All right.
Chargers are terrible.
There you go. What do you got, Lyle?
Well, just double check for these guys. Matthew Stafford and Baker Mayfield are available in like 33% of Loon or of ESPN leagues. So make sure you get those guys out of the waiver wire if they're available. I still like Jake Browning. That's the guy I'm riding with in the playoffs. He's available in 60% of ESPN leagues and basically had three straight or four straight 300-yard passing games. So you can do much worse on the waiver wire than Browning.
Yeah, and in two quarterback leagues, or maybe, oh, I don't know. I don't know what type of situation you're in, but if you're in a super flex league, I don't mind one bit, and I say this with confidence, Jacoby Brissett, who probably should be a starter in the NFL and not a backup, he put up 9 points against the Jets in just one half. He was 10 of 13. So the guy is competent. I also, listen, this is no joke. I take some heat about this, and probably I should, the year he got his lung punctured in San Diego. But I love Tyrod Taylor against the Rams, and in last week against Philadelphia in just one half. He was 7 of 16 for 133 yards and a score and 9 points. Well, double that, that's, of course, 18 or 19 points. So for a one-week plug and play in a super flex league, I just don't mind either one of those guys at all. How about running backs, Lyle?
Yeah, there's a couple of good guys. I'm going to throw out two. One, definitely Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, I think he's available in about 70% of leagues. He looks like he's going to get 15 to 20 touches for the Chiefs. And I would still roster Zamir White. He had two really good games when Josh Jacobs was out, and it's looking like Jacobs is going to play. But if he does not, White gets all those carries, and I would definitely like to keep him on a roster if he's available.
Right on, Justin.
Yeah, I agree with both those calls. The other guy you can go get, got injury problems, Tajay Spears for Tennessee. He's still available in 60% of leagues, and he's had double-digit points in three of his last four games. He's like a cheaper version of Jalen Warren, right? I like Jalen Warren better, but you probably can't get him because he's on most rosters. But Tajay Spears is still available in 60% of leagues, and the matchup's not terrible this week either.
There's no reason for Tajay Spears. We have said it all season long. A, you need to handcuff Henry, maybe not at this point. But B, Tajay Spears is doing well for you. The other name I see on this list that I would certainly consider, well, okay, Chuba Hubbard, he's way too owned, is Justice Hill. He is taken on that. It's back to Gus Edwards and Justice Hill in Baltimore. Justice Hill available in 85% of leagues, and I guess don't expect too much other than he's going to get some volume. He's going to catch the ball. I know they threw a long one to Gus Edwards last week, but that's not normal. Justice Hill is normally that guy, and I like him an awful lot. You need a plug-and-play running back for your flex position. Wide receivers, Justin.
Yeah, I'm going with Curtis Samuel. Still available in 54% of leagues, and he is exactly a 50-50 shot at double-digit points. In the 14 games he's played, 7 of them have been double-digit points, and 7 of them have been single-digit points. I don't know about you, but I got a feeling they're going to be losing to the San Francisco 49ers, an upset 49er team with a coach who despises the organization he's playing against, a quarterback who just had his worst game ever turnover-wise, a lot of which were due to tip passes, so he may not be completely lacking confidence coming into this. Oh, and then there's Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Knight, all these things. So Washington's going to throw the ball a ton. I like Curtis Samuel. You can get him in over 50% of leagues right now.
No reason. There's no reason for that with the year Curtis Samuel has had. Lyle, wide receivers.
Like Romeo Doubs, available in about 60% of leagues. He looks like he's the only truly healthy receiver that Green Bay's going to trot out on Sunday night. And he's more of a value play or like a safer play because I don't think his upside is as great. But if you're looking for more of the home run throw, I think Rashid Shaheed, 70% of leagues. He has scored 20-plus fantasy points twice this year. I think you got a good chance to get solid play from him as a floor, but he could get you the 20-plus you need in a dire situation.
I don't know why I can't find him anywhere on my list of most added and dropped, but Greg Dortch, once again, once Kyler Murray is back, Greg Dortch turns into a thing. I guess I'm looking for safe plays. If I have to pick up somebody and flex him, I'm looking for safe plays. And I can't find Dortch. I'm guessing he's available in your league. Another guy who I believe is a safe play this week is Pop Douglas, Demario Douglas from New England. He and Zeke Elliott, as I said earlier, are the only things in that team. Are you going to expect a whole lot? No, he's had 5 weeks over double digits, including last week against Denver. He had 12.4 PPR points, and they're up against Buffalo. They're going to have to throw the ball. I think we know that. And I think he's safe for another double-digit week and available in 70% of leagues. Let's go with tight ends, Lyle.
Well, for sure, make sure Isaiah Likely is not out there. He's available in about 35%. But my guy's Gerald Everett. 70% of leagues, you should be able to find him. He's had 8 targets each of the last 3 games. So Easton Stick is using him now that all the receivers on the Chargers unit are hurt. So Gerald Everett's a good solid 8, 10, 12 fantasy point play.
Justin.
If he plays, Hunter Henry, who is available in 80% of leagues, playing against Buffalo and had double-digit points in every game that Zappi has started that he was able to play in. If not, Tyler Higbee, who's available in just over 60% of leagues, who draws the Giants this week.
Do you guys know, is it going to be Josh Oliver or is it going to be Munt for the Vikings? Or is it going to be both, or doesn't it matter? Anybody?
Both.
Either one? Both of them?
I think it's both.
Yeah, I see Oliver's been picked up. Well, Oliver's available in over 99% of leagues. I'd be willing to bet Munt is less than that. Go with what these guys said. Seriously, I see Chig is available in 65% of leagues. Yeah, this is not the time to be gambling on. Oh, there's Johnny Munt right there. Yes, also available in 99% of leagues. This isn't the week. That was a Vikings homer situation.
Maybe for daily though, John. Maybe. I don't hate that at all. It's
probably Johnny Munt for daily. I like that.
Johnny Munt for daily.
Eliminate the tight end. Yeah.
Which was it? I think they threw it to Oliver last week, and it looked like he was running in wet mud the entire time he was going down the field. But still, I'd be willing to bet you could pick up either one of those guys in daily for $2,500, and that might be a play, too. But anyway, go with what these guys said. That's the better thing. And certainly, if Isaiah Likely is out there, just like Lyle said, you got to pick him up and start him for sure. Got any defenses quick, Justin?
Yes, I will give you one that you can actually pick up for some crazy reason. The Rams are still available playing against the New York Giants. They're available in almost 60% of leagues. So I wouldn't be afraid to roll the dice on them. And the Raiders are available in 70% of leagues. Not my leagues, because I have them if they were available. You know, I picked the Raiders up like 4 or 5 weeks ago in the league, and they started scoring double-digit points. And I never did start them. That's the kind of year I'm having.
I know the pain. Lyle, defenses.
There's 3 good ones out there in most leagues. Bears at 75%. They get Atlanta. Raiders, you talked about. And the Jaguars get Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys said them all. That's exactly. I was going to throw out Bears if nobody else did. Raiders are the pickup of the week. I would totally agree with that. And for the record, they need to hire Antonio Pierce as their head coach. That fella is making those guys play with a different level of enthusiasm. We will come back and talk Trenchum and Benchum for the remaining games of Week 17. It's the Fantasy Football Foursome on the Loon. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Again, if you missed any part of the show, it's 941theloon.com or that free Loon app. We've got the show in its entirety on there. No Monday Night Football this week. So you're going to hear Buck and Aikman doing Saturday Night Football. And they gave us a good game. And Lyle, let's break it down. Detroit, Dallas.
Lots of guys to put in the trenches. Lots and lots of them. Starting with, I think, Jared Goff. I know on the road he hasn't been as good, and Dallas does have a heck of a defense. But with all these quarterbacks being injured, I think Goff is still a top 12 option. Maybe towards the back of it, but he is a top 12 guy. I'm on St. Brown, definitely a start. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, they're still splitting the work. I picked Gibbs over Montgomery if he had both for some reason. But I think they're both RB2. RB1 to RB2s. And Sam Laporta. I mean, he's proven he's a top 5 tight end, so you're going to play him as well. That's probably where I draw the line for your Lions. And as for the Cowboys, it's been pretty simple all year. You play Dak, you play Tony Pollard, even though he has been a bit of a disappointment. You still have to play him. I think you just, there aren't going to be 24 better running backs, I think, out there on a week-to-week basis, sadly. CeeDee Lamb's a must-start. Jake Ferguson in tight end mandatory leagues is a must start. And I would probably put Brandon Cooks in as a sexy flexi this week. And I think I will play the Dallas D this week as well.
Tell you, the silence on my end is just the Tony Pollard. We could do a whole episode on underperformers this year, Tony Pollard being one of them. Dallas favored by 4.5, over under 52.5. That's a game you may want to attack for daily. Justin, Miami, Baltimore kicks off noon Sunday football.
Oh, the whole Miami offense is all questionable. But if they play, start them. Tyreek Hill is in the trenches. Jalen Waddle is likely not going to play. Mostert and A-Chain, Lyle and I were talking about A-Chain off air a little bit. I think Mostert you have to play just because how many touchdowns he's got. A-Chain, I think you can leave on the bench. This defense is number one in the NFL. So I don't like Tua. In all honesty, the only Dolphin I feel good about playing is Tyreek Hill and then Mostert. I'd stay away from the rest of them, and I'm not going to play their defense either. I know that sounds a little crazy, but Baltimore. And Lamar Jackson is the one I'll trench with confidence. Isaiah Likely at tight end, put him in there as well. Zay Flowers or Odell, either one in the flex is not bad. And honestly, I will play that Ravens defense. It's at home. It's in Baltimore. So, you know, Tua, he can turn the ball over a little bit. And that's it for this game.
Lamar Jackson for MVP. Baltimore favored by 3. They put a beatdown on San Francisco last week. I get New England and Buffalo. Well, at least the New England side of things. Anyway, Zeke Elliott has turned into a thing. And, like, he's really having a nice little resurgence, I guess you could say. Looks good. And maybe Dallas is thinking maybe we should have kept this guy. I don't know. But Zeke Elliott is an RB2. Certainly a flex play this week. Oh, I went right past Bailey Zappi. I'm going to guess you have better options than that. Demario Douglas, Pop Douglas is a flex play, I think, this week because of the amount they're going to have to throw against Buffalo. I hope you got better options than Hunter Henry. I think there's a bunch of them on the waiver wire, at least this week, against Buffalo. Buffalo at home. And looking over the list, Josh Allen, yes. James Cook, sure. He had an off week last week. Talked off air about Steph Diggs and how disappointing he has been. And the best thing that a person could have done was dropped him about 8 weeks ago and watched somebody struggle with Steph Diggs. Here's the problem. He's Steph Diggs. Anything can happen. So at best, he's a wide receiver 2 this week. Gabe Davis, I'm still not on that train at all. He put up goose eggs in 3 of 4 weeks. I can't start him in my finals, not even in my toilet bowl. I'm scared of that. Or if there's any money on the line, I just can't start Gabe Davis. Khalil Shakir, though, I think I can start him as a flex play this week. And Dalton Kincaid, yeah, I'll run him out there for sure. I like the Bills defense against a struggling Buffalo or New England offense. And Buffalo favored by 13.5 points. Atlanta and Chicago, Lyle.
Sadly, Jack's not here to break down his Falcons, so I'll do my best instead. But, you know, it's pretty simple still for Atlanta. It's Bijan Robinson, who's been running back number 12. I do know the Bears play the run quite well, so, I mean, he probably has a number 2 running back label probably this week more than a number 1 running back. And then it's probably Drake London. I'm a little scared to play him, especially on the road. Most of his best fantasy games have been at home. I think London's probably more of a bench guy for me this week. If at best a sexy flexi, and I'm not playing any other Atlanta Falcons this week, including Kyle Pitts or Jonnu Smith at tight end. As for Chicago, you're playing Josh Fields. The passing is still pretty ugly, but those legs get you fantasy points. I think you can safely put him in the trenches. DJ Moore is a wide receiver too. He has some off weeks, but you still got to, I think, put him in the trenches. I like Cole Kmet if he plays. He is questionable with a knee injury. Make sure he's active before you put him in your lineup, though. I do not trust any of these Bears running backs, though. Khalil Herbert had 120 yards last week, but now Dante Foreman's back in this mix. They still have Roshan Johnson. If I had to play a running back on the Bears lineup, it would be Herbert, but I'd probably stay away from all of them. And I will play this Bears defense. I think they are one of the better units and one of the better plays for this week.
Yeah, they've made a nice turnaround. Chicago favored in this game by 3. Curious to see what Atlanta does once the season is over. Tennessee, Houston, Justin.
Oh, boy. All right. This game doesn't have a great over-under, sitting right around 43 points. I think Houston's favored by like 5.5-ish. So, Derrick Henry, put him in the trenches. DeAndre Hopkins as a flex. And that's it. Stay away from everything else. There's not going to be a ton of points. I think most of the points are either going to be Derrick Henry having a signature game against Houston that he often does. Everyone knows his history with that team. Or C.J. Stroud's going to come back with a vengeance, which is probably more likely. So on to the Houston side. If he's in, and it sounds like he's going to be, I am going to go ahead and trench C.J. Stroud. If you somehow are in a Super Bowl and you had a solid backup quarterback and are still in it, welcome for getting C.J. Stroud back this week. It's a pretty good matchup for him. Nico Collins, I'll throw him in as well. Tennessee secondary has been terrible. Devin Singletary, Damian Pierce. If you got injury issues or you just got to fill a flex spot, either one. I prefer Singletary if for some reason you're choosing between the two, despite, the big run Damian Pierce had recently. And Noah Brown, put him right there with Nico Collins as a flex. And stay away from both defenses in this game. I want to say to play that Tennessee defense because Tannehill is just so awful. But Derrick Henry could just carry his team. So I'm going to stay away from the defense.
Houston favored in this game by 4.5. I just took a look. My game is Las Vegas Raiders versus the Colts. I pull up the Raiders depth chart, and as you said earlier, Justin, it's just Q, 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 Q. And I know it's the Raiders, but a lot of them are players that matter. Josh Jacobs, if he's going to run out there, and it's looking like he is, as a volume play, you almost have to play him. I don't think they're going to do a share with Zamir White. If Jacobs plays, I think he's a flex play. If Jacobs doesn't play, I think Zamir White's a flex play as well. Devontae Adams, sure. Yep, he's probably a wide receiver too. I don't know if the Raiders or the Falcons are going to be looking at Russell Wilson in the offseason. I don't know for sure, and I don't know if it's a good thing. And that's it for the Raiders, other than their defense. We've talked a lot about that. I like that this week. Over to the Colts. Jonathan Taylor, yep, you're going to run him out there. Pittman, if he plays, is a wide receiver, probably a one. And then we've talked about Josh Downs all season long. The guy just keeps cranking things out. Last week, 6 more receptions for you against Jack's Falcons. Not a ton of fantasy points, but maybe that's what you need out of your flex. And that's it. Indianapolis favored by 3.5 points. Carolina and Jacksonville, Lyle.
Yeah, Carolina, they've actually scored 30 points last week, but that still doesn't mean they're fantasy relevant, especially at the quarterback position. Bryce Young, hopefully you didn't roster him all year because you're not playing him on Sunday. You should be playing Chuba Hubbard. Unfortunately, he's questionable with a hamstring injury. Make sure he's suiting up. If he is active, he's an RB2 for you. He scored 10 fantasy points or more the last 5. And then Adam Thielen, quietly putting together, 128 touches, 95 catches, 964 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So you're going to be putting him into your lineup for sure. And that's probably where you draw the line with the Panthers. And then you got Jacksonville, which is just kind of a mess. They've lost a lot of games here recently, mostly because Trevor Lawrence is so banged up. He had an ankle injury. He's had a concussion. He's had a shoulder injury. He's ranked 13th overall in fantasy points at the quarterback position, but man, I'm a little scared to play him. I'm glad I don't have him in any lineup. I guess I would put him in as a back end top 12 option this week. I think you still have to keep playing Travis Etienne. He's running back 4 overall. I know he's had a few bad weeks in a row, but this is a good matchup against Carolina, so make sure he's in the trenches. Evan Ingram, I think, is a safe play for the tight end position. So in tight end mandatory leagues, make sure he's in. And I still think you have to play Calvin Ridley, even though he's probably more of a wide receiver 3 or a flex. I know there's some talk about playing Zay Jones. I think I keep him on the bench, and I will play that Jacksonville defense against Carolina.
Christian Kirk to the IR with the testicular torsion. Got to bring that up every single week. if I can. Jackson.
Yeah, don't forget about him.
Don't forget about him. Send him send his cards. Yeah. Send cards to him.
keep him in your thoughts all offseason.
Jacksonville favored by 6. Justin, Los Angeles Rams, New York Giants.
Oh, you know, is there a bigger surprise team for fantasy football purposes than the LA Rams?
No. Awesome.
Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Matt Stafford, like resurgence of guys, you know, come back from injuries, unheard of rookie, second year guy who couldn't, you know, crack the starting lineup in his rookie year against the likes of Cam Akers. Anyway, fun team this year. A lot more going on with them than I thought was going to be. But as this season clearly showed, I didn't know anything this year. So, all right, on to advice on who you should start and who you shouldn't. Cooper Kupp in the trenches, Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua. I'll play Matt Stafford against the Giants all day, and I will play that Rams defense as well. And I don't mind taking a shot on Tyler Higbee this week. So that's a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the Higbee is, for those of you who are going for a Super Bowl or in the playoffs, trying to win money, whatever, and you've been streaming tight end like all year. If you've got a guy who got you there, I would play them instead. Okay, on to the other side of the football, the New York Football Giants. Oh, I guess you have to, you got Trench Barkley. Obviously, it's Saquon. It's a bad matchup, and the team around him is not very good. But he's managed to perform. I mean, he got pretty good week against Philly last week, and they're better defensively than the Rams, I think, against the run anyway. So put him in the trenches. I'm not riding DeVito. Stay away from him. And honestly, Darren Waller, I'm sorry. I'm staying away from him as well. I would play Higbee over Darren Waller, to give you some reference. So really one start in this game on the New York side, it's Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. It's kind of been the theme for most of the year. Rams favored by 5.5. Finally, a game that could have some scoring in it. I've got Arizona and Philadelphia, but that doesn't mean there's a ton of starts. Arizona, I like Kyler Murray this week. I like James Conner this week. When I think it will be a good matchup. The problem is I think they're going to fall behind pretty quick. So I don't know what to expect from Conner. We'll see about that. If you have to start a wide receiver in Arizona for whatever reason, I'm not kidding. I think it's Greg Dortch. Hollywood Brown is really banged up. Michael Wilson and Rondale Moore aren't a thing. But you are starting Trey McBride. He has turned into a superhuman tight end since taking over that role from Zach Ertz. Over to Philadelphia's side, start him. Jalen Hurts, DeAndre Swift, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert. Just start them all and feel good about that. Maybe even the defense as well. Philadelphia has had some shaky games as of late, but this is Arizona we're talking about. There isn't much happening there. So I would even throw out that Philadelphia defense, and Philadelphia is favored by 10.5 points. New Orleans, Tampa Bay, Lyle.
Yeah, I got a Southern Division clash here. This could be a big game for winning the division, correct? This is pretty much the winner takes the South, right?
I think so.
Few good plays here. Starting with Derek Carr, he's had 3 touchdowns in each of the last 2 games, but I honestly can't. I don't have him in a league, and I'm glad I wouldn't have to play him in a playoff game. I'm going to keep him on the bench this week. Alvin Kamara, in just 12 games, he's become running back 6, which is pretty amazing. He definitely is in the trenches this week. Chris Olave, if that ankle is not hindering him too much, he is in your trenches because he's a wide receiver too. And I like Rashid Shaheed as a flex option, especially if you're in like a 3 receiver or a 3 receiver and flex situation. I think you could put Shaheed in your lineup safely. That's probably where I draw the line for the Saints. As for Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield is quietly quarterback number 11 in fantasy. I like the matchup. I think I would play Baker and count on him as a top 12 option this week. He's got Mike Evans to throw to, and that's a big reason why. He is definitely in the trenches. So is Chris Godwin, who's kind of picked up the slack here the last 3 or 4 weeks. I think Godwin's a good, safe, sexy flexi. And you're definitely playing Rashid White, who has Rashad White, who has been the number 3 running back in fantasy this year. But that's it. I think I'm keeping both benches or defenses on the bench in this one.
I don't know if I've seen a quieter Hall of Famer than Mike Evans. I really don't. He is going to be a Hall of Famer. Tampa Bay favored by 2.5. I think Baker Mayfield could be a candidate for comeback player of the year, too. Last game for noon, San Francisco and Washington, Justin.
I thought for a second you were going to say Baker Mayfield could be a Hall of Famer.
No.
I thought that too.
No.
Well, I am loving the season he's having, though. I'm happy for him. Yep. I'm cheering for him. I want to see him do well. I've always liked Baker. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk about the game with the second highest over-under of the week at 49.5. John will know for sure.
It is.
And that is with San Francisco being 12.5-point favorites, which means they're expected to score, you know, a lot more points than Washington. So let's talk Washington first because there are less people on that team for fantasy purposes. Zero. If I am in a playoff, if I am going for a Super Bowl or, whatever you're playing for in fantasy football at this point in the season, if you are filling out your lineup, if it means something, don't play a single Washington Commander outside of Curtis Samuel. That's the only one. Because if you're playing him, that means you don't have Terry McLaurin on your roster, who you probably shouldn't play anyway. You don't have John Dotson. You probably have Curtis Samuel as your last resort flex spot, and that's perfect. Throw him in there. I'm staying away from everyone else. On to the San Francisco side of the football. And listen, I may be over weighing the fact that San Francisco just got embarrassed by the Baltimore Ravens. So I feel like that defense, I feel like the whole team's going to play pretty well this week. We've talked about it, enough. So trench every single 49er. CMC, that's Christian McCaffrey. George Kittle, Debo, Brandon Ayuk, who I think might just explode. He is due. He's been due. Now that I'm knocked out of the Loon League for the Loon Barty, I have Ayuk on that team. I think he just goes off this week. Brock Purdy's in there. I think he bounces back. And I'm going to play that 49ers defense as well.
Yeah. San Francisco favored by 12.5 over under 49.5, just as Justin said. Late afternoon game start, Pittsburgh-Seattle. Mason Rudolph. Boy, what a game he had. Pittsburgh fans fired up. They like this guy. I think the locker room likes this guy. It was quite a game. 290 yards out of Mason Rudolph. He looked fantastic. He earned himself another start this week. But I'm not quite so certain. With an 80% chance of rain, I'm ready to throw him out there. I just wanted to just say, nice job. Way to go, Mason. Yeah. Najee Harris is banged up. We talked about that earlier. Jaylen Warren, I'd start him for sure. Keep an eye on that. Maybe some Deontay Johnson. They are going to have to pass the ball a little bit. I think Pittsburgh will play from behind. But George Pickens, what a week he had last week. Why not? If you're a gambler, throw him out there and see what happens. That's the end of it. I'm mandatory start, maybe some Freiermuth, but only in deep leagues. As far as Seattle goes, Geno Smith, what do you do there? I'm hoping you have better options than that. I like Kenneth Walker this week. Metcalf is fine. JSN is healthy again. Tyler Lockett, sure. But remember, we've got 80% chance of rain. So keep an eye on that to see what if it's downpour, what type of scenario you're in. Tough to get those pass catchers out there when we're talking a lot of rain. Seattle is favored by 3.5. Chargers, Denver, Lyle.
Yeah, this is two teams who apparently do not want to win fantasy football games or real football games because we got Easton Stick versus Jared Stidham. So
love it.
For the Chargers, I think you still got to play Austin Eckler. He's had a pretty poor fantasy season, but he actually isn't on the injury report, and I can't imagine there's 24 running backs that are going to be better this week. So put Eckler in the trenches. Sounds like Keenan Allen's not going to play. If he does, I guess you got to suit him up because he is a good option at the receiver position. But make sure you check that one before game time. I do like Gerald Everett actually a little bit in a deeper tight end mandatory leagues. I think he is pretty much the only pass catching option that Easton Stick trusts. So maybe consider a little Gerald Everett this week. As for Denver, I just think Cortland Sutton's a guy you have to start. He is questionable, so make sure again he's active before you put him in. And I think you probably still have to play Javonte Williams. I think he's number 28 overall this season. I like him maybe more as just a flex this week, but I don't think I can go any deeper than that for either team.
Denver is favored by 3.5. Cincinnati taking on the struggling Chiefs, Justin.
Yeah, so interesting thing here. I don't do a lot of betting on sports games when I go to places where it's legal. But the Chiefs are favored by 7 in this game. And you know what the margin of victory has been for either team the last 4 times they've played? 3 points every single game. And Cincinnati has won 3 out of those 4. And really, even before Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow, these two teams play each other tough all the time. The games are always close. So that being said, I would take the Bengals and the points for sure in this game. And I'm sure it's because it's in Kansas City and blah, blah, blah. But on to who I'm going to put in the trenches, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon. Kind of got to throw T. Higgins into that flex spot. I mean, he's coming off back-to-back big games. You know, he's too hot not to. Maybe that's what propelled you through the playoffs. Maybe you're that guy that snuck in with a 500 record and then T. Higgins took off and that changed the dynamic of your team drastically. So throw him in the trenches as well. And I'm with Lyle. I mean, if you've been playing Jake Browning since he took over, you haven't been disappointed. I mean, he hasn't hurt you in any way. I don't know that I would mess with it. If he's been in your lineup, leave him there. And I want to say you could play both defenses because the game is always so close. But instead, I'm going to say don't play either defense. I'm going to go the opposite on that one. Kansas City. And by the way, everything I'm saying is probably 100% accurate because I'm actually not playing for anything anymore. I've won my toilet bowls, my lineup set for the third place game in the Loon. So we're going to go back after this week, John. I bet I nail 78%.
All right.
Of the calls. So I'll go 78. So I put some actual thought into that. All right. Kansas City. Travis Kelce, put him in there. Patrick Mahomes. Sure. You know, throw him in there. Isaiah Pacheco as a flex. Rashee Rice. Kind of like T. Higgins, except for longer. Like Rashee Rice, I'm putting him in my lineup. You can't take him out at this point. He has been very, very steady and had a nice little hot streak. I know it's made a big difference for Lyle and his team being able to slide Rashee Rice in there. That emergence has been good for you. Good call on that one too, Lyle. And that's it. I'm not playing anybody else on this team.
Kansas City favored by 7. I can't believe we're to a point where it's like Patrick Mahomes. Okay, throw him in. Sunday night football. This one matters. Both teams are 7-8. It's Green Bay versus Minnesota, of course. Well, Green Bay has a whole bunch of Qs, but everybody looks like they're going to be in. That includes Jordan Love, Aaron Jones, Christian Watson. And I think you got to start all 3 of those guys. Maybe some Romeo Doubs in a flex play. Tucker Kraft. Musgrave is on short-term IR, and I don't think that's going to change by Sunday. I haven't seen anything that says it will or that he is going to play. If Musgrave doesn't play, which that's the trend, Tucker Kraft, I think, is worth playing. Over to Minnesota. Yikes. Jaren Hall from BYU getting the start this week. Well, you got to play Justin Jefferson. I think you got to play Ty Chandler. That might be it, guys. Jordan Addison's banged up a little bit. What's going on at tight end? We don't know if it's the Josh Oliver or Johnny Munt show. That sounds like a morning show on a radio station. I think it's just Chandler and Jefferson for me, and I don't feel real good about it at all, even though the Vikings are favored by 1.5. And that's going to bring to a conclusion the Week 17 version of the Fantasy Football Foursome. We want to thank our sponsors. That's West Central Trophies, Rough Swings and Sports Bar, the United States Marine Corps, and ACC Midwest Transportation. If you missed any part of today's show, go to 941theloon.com or grab that free 941 The Loon app and just click on the Fantasy Football Foursome. We want to thank our producer, that is Nate Thomas, and tell you that if we can help you in any way, shoot us a text, 320-235-9094. Happy New Year from us! And for Justin Havemeyer and Lyle Dickman, my name is John Jennings. We'll see you on the Fantasy Football Foursome.